My name is Alison Fowler, and I was a Dendron project manager for the patient consultation project in the South West region, which also included the development of a patient advisory panel. This project was initiated because South West Dendron felt very strongly that patients should have a greater say in the region on how and when they wanted to be involved in research. The project was in two parts. The first was a consultation exercise across the South West. The second was the development of a structured patient advisory panel together with terms of reference and regular ongoing meetings. For me, the most significant learning from this project was the importance of involving medical charities when seeking greater patient involvement. During July and August, with the significant help of Parkinson's UK, the Alzheimer's Society and the MND Association, South West Dendron conducted a short listening exercise with patients. We wanted to get their views on how South West Dendron could give all patients more opportunities to participate in a study or a Dendron activity. Parkinson's UK helped us develop, test and send out the questionnaires. We were invited to their regional meetings to discuss the project, and they were very helpful in suggesting how we could distribute the questionnaire and then how the results could be practically used to better involve patients in research. Parkinson's UK, the MND Association and the Alzheimer's Society were all actively involved too in the development of Dendron's proposed new patient advisory panel. It was important to all of us that our support groups work in collaboration with each other across the South West. I think as a result of this project, albeit an indirect result, there is undoubtedly a better structure in place giving information for the NIHR and the medical charity managers on how people with Parkinson's, MND, Alzheimer's and Huntington's disease can now enjoy different levels of involvement at an individual, regional or national level. So for me, my main message is that working with medical charities is absolutely essential for increasing patient involvement in research.